was having the words that boy Too Smooth you hear on Smoothie on the patio podcast with my guy DJ Hardwork. Great day today. Let's have it.
What's happening?
Oh, can you hear me?
I went on the big speed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Cool, cool, cool. Bixby tried to kick in. Hardwork, Laced With Too Smooth, Patio Podcast. We here today. We know we got a lot going on in the world. And we know we got a lot going on within the world. And with what you wanted to speak on, I'm gonna let you carry on with that so we can get into it, because it's starting to affect certain people.
Yeah. So everybody, how's everybody doing, man? Man, it's a very touchy subject. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm far from perfect. And, you know, we're going to get into it straight like this, man. Fathers matter. You know what I'm saying? I always had a problem with Mother's Day. It's so more important than Father's Day to the world. The situation is that society set this up for the... for us in the black community. The system was set up for black men to be taken out of the black household. So I ain't gonna say all baby mothers or whatever have you are bad. Some take advantage of the situation. But in the end, you only hurt, the only person to get hurt in this situation is the child. You know what I mean? People have to understand that, man.
Listen. I'm about to speak on experience with no names because I don't want to bash nobody publicly. We will not do that, but we will speak facts.
Yeah.
All mothers in single homes are not bad. That's the worst misconception that we have in the poverty-stricken areas, I would say. Because of this fact right here, they took the fathers away.
Yes, they did.
They hold the stigma, but we hold the stigma as automatic deadbeats until we can quote unquote prove ourselves. That's crazy, ain't it? The whole point of why I'm speaking on this, and some people might experience it in a different manner, is because when it comes down to fathers who are black fathers, who are there for their children, it's a lot more than what they know out there. It's a lot more than what they know, and they don't glorify it based on the fact it's all based on making money. Ain't it kind of messed up that a father with child support, if he behind, he can get a warrant out for his arrest and can go to jail? Because he may not be able to afford to take care of his child, but has all the time in the world to spend with his child and wants to, and the mother just doesn't want him to. Start reading those contracts, because that's what those paperwork that y'all sign is, due to the fact that a mother is not allowed to keep you away from your child, ever. But it's like the saying, they know, when I say it, it's a stigma. They know black folks don't like reading. They know we are less educated based on the fact that they put less books in our school. They put less equipment for us to learn in our school. It has nothing to do with our brain capacity due to the fact that we have scholars coming out of schools that didn't have the right fucking essentials for us to even learn. I remember being in school, not even understanding, and it's typical for 3-4 motherfuckers to share one book. That's not typical. What happened?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Either way, I was doing all the talking.
I don't know what's going on right now. Hello?
Yeah, another link. We got another link. Somebody just popped in, but it's not popping up with a name.
Okay. Can you hear me? I can barely hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I don't know what just happened. Technical difficulties, everybody. I don't know what just happened then. Hello? I don't know what you have. Well, can you continue on, my brother, DJ Hard Work?
You can hear me?
Yes, sir. I'm in. I think that was my fault. I think my shoulder hit some. I don't know, but yeah. I don't know.
But, you know, like, I was a young, I'm going to go back to my experience, like I said, and I was speaking on, the essentials to even get educated the proper way in schools, because we all know schools are not evenly spread with the curriculum to a point where even if you graduate in one county, another county curriculum may be a little better due to the fact it has nothing to do with the brain capacities of the students. It has something to do with the fact that those schools are getting less funded due to the location. That's it.
Yeah.
Most people make things very, very difficult, which cause problems. Due to the
unnecessary problems.
Think about this for a second. With what you just unnecessary problem. I'm glad you said that word. Think about this. Black parents raise their kids. Rather is one parent or both parents in the home. Black parents raise their kids. Black kid go to school. Black kid gets in a fight with white student. White student, black parent. My white student, black parent, both get called to the office. Both parents get called to the school. White student find that the white student starts to fight. Yeah, both students get suspended.
Yeah.
Where's the accountability for the actions that were caused? Cause and effect based on it. Because I'm gonna break this down why I'm even explaining that, but I just want to know, where's the justification for the person who got the, who didn't even have the intentions of fighting?
Yeah.
Look at it this way. I'm a living experience. My brothers are living testimonies of this situation right here. I come from a city where they have no money. Our curriculum is 3-4 times worse than the curriculum I went to school. My mother transferred me to a better school.
Hey, I don't know now. We dancing the whole United States, Mississippi, pretty. Woo! Boy. Oh, man. Go ahead, brother.
Woo. The whole point is, the city I'm from, we had one school where there was, 20% graduation rate. The other percentage was less than five.
Damn.
So, to graduate is to say you're doing something. There's schools within our county that wanted to take themselves, like basically a certain schools within an area that's outside of the poverty stricken area that's so happy to be in the same school district. You know how they go about changing that? All they do is give you school of choice. That's where I'm from. You have school of choice. Meaning, as long as you live in the county, state, or area, you can go to any school you want to, due to the fact that that's the only way they can give the parents the options to put your children in the best school possible with the best curriculum. Because it used to be, if you live in this county and your address is this, you have to go to this school.
Yeah, yeah, that was. Well, now, when you're talking about the magnet school, right? I want to make sure I'm hearing you. You're talking about the magnet school, right? Where you have a choice. You know what it is?
No. They changed it to where you got a choice in any grade, any school you want to go to. If you're from Ann Arbor, you can go to Ipsy schools. If you're from Ipsy, you can go to Lincoln schools. If you're from Lincoln, you can go to Willow Run schools. But they all are in the same district, yet each school in the district may have another school that's in a whole nother district based on the fact that due to the fact that sports wise as well, we're gonna explain it in a little more depth. You might have two cross rivals, one school that has some money and another school ain't got no money. How come they not playing each other in sports?
Mm-hmm.
You ever thought about that?
Not really.
That's because you got certain boosters. Remember the booster conversation? Boosters are in high school, boosters are allowed. In college and pros, they're not. High school, they're allowed due to the fact that those boosters are supposedly, what are they called? In college, they're called alumni. But more or less, they donate the money. And if your school doesn't have a high graduation rate and or known names of, you know, public figures that have graduated from your school, you're not going to get that proper funding.
Yeah, yeah, them facts. And that's sad, though, brother. You know why I say that's sad? Because this country was built off our ancestors' back. We should be superior. The Indians should be superior. But let me rephrase that. We all should be equal. It shouldn't be nobody superior, but you still should have a little bit more, just a little bit more leeway due to the fact what we, our people have done. You know what I'm saying? I know you heard this saying right here, man. Where them 40 acres and a mirror at?
Hold on. Stop right there. That's the superiorness right there. Due to the fact that they took that away from us. This is the this is the most I'm going to get in depth about that right there. Superiorness is not we better than you type thing. It's based on the fact that your DNA, your ingenuity, your mind thinking is everything. You know, you can actually create something out of nothing all the time. Nothing out of something all the time. Being superior, you're not really educating yourself. You're really tapping in. We're going to speak on that based on the fact that they speak on third eyes and all that extra stuff. I don't want to make it to where we're going to go into that, but I am going to say, to take something away from us is to make us equal.
Yeah.
To give it back, think about it this way. If you take something from someone, it's because you're mad they got it and you wanted it. That's common sense, because there's no reason for you to take something from someone.
Oh, common sense ain't coming up.
So, if people miss that based on this country, then they should already understand that all that other stuff that's in between the details, this, you know, the more, all that details of our culture, and just understand, no one will take nothing from you if they want it, if they didn't want it, if they didn't think it would benefit them and they knew they didn't have it and they knew they couldn't obtain it. That's the only reason you've got to take something from someone. That is it. Mm-hmm. From a child to a grown up to animals, to plants, to anything that's growing on this goddamn earth. They take from something when they want it so they can benefit from it.
Preach.
That's it. There is no in between.
We're getting deep today, y'all. We're getting deep, y'all.
This country is based on simplicity. It's just money. Everything is based on money. Every topic has money. Power has money within it, but the sad part about it is people chase the money. We can't absorb the power based on the fact that Black folks have never had power, so they're not used to something they can't fathom.
Too smooth is the exception to the rule.
Hold on. The exception is the fact that the money is not the power, because in the end, the mind is the power. If your brain capacity is nowhere near mine, then that means that I can probably come up with a better plan than you. Regardless of how hard we both think, regardless of the books that we both read, if my brain capacity, due to the fact that I've read more, I've absorbed more, and let me put this in perspective for you. You ready for this?
I'm ready, baby. Let's get it.
In the so-called non-poverty stricken area, if we go to the same schools and we're in a poverty stricken area, like Pioneer High School, et cetera, you know, example, that's the high school I graduated from. If I can maintain, and if I go to that school never being in their curriculum and get the same grades that these students that are going to these schools and have been in this environment for their whole lives, I gotta go home to the same poverty. I gotta go home to the same issues. I gotta go home to probably waking up to somebody dying in my family based on not no health, not anything crazy like that, but more or less things you gotta live with every day.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Do you feel college is necessary?
When I give my opinion, I hope y'all do not shun me. No. I know it's not necessary. The reason why I know it's not necessary, and it's just my opinion now.
First Amendment, give you that right. The First Amendment, freedom of speech. Speak your mind, brother. Let's with too smooth. Let's get it.
A high school diploma takes you up to 12 years of general education schooling to obtain. Am I correct?
Facts.
Yeah. The diploma you obtain after that is considered your general education diploma then, because it's general education schooling, correct?
True.
But then if you can't go through high school due to the fact that you might be going through family issues, et cetera, et cetera, you got the option to go get a GED, correct?
Yeah. I'm a GED graduate. Two-time degree graduate out of college. So, yeah. Three. I'm working on number three as we speak.
Isn't a GED, the name for a GED is a general education diploma?
Yes, sir. I got it sitting on my wall right now.
So with that being said, what's the difference?
True. Because, brother, I have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 cousins. They have all type of degrees. One works at, I don't mean to laugh. One works as a manager at Target. One is a manager at Applebee's. One is a gas station worker, what I mean, work behind the counter, cashier, I guess, that's what you want to call it. One is a janitor. It's crazy, man, because you have a better education than your counterpart, which is the Caucasian, and they get the job before you with less education. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. And this is going to be the home of the free and the brave, equal rights?
We're about to top it off, though. I just explained a low-level version of it. Okay, so we go get degrees, correct? Because going to college is cool. Because, I mean, if you choose to want to spend that excess of money just to go obtain something that you can go get hands-on with a trade.
Oh, I got one more. I got something to say real quick. Hey, everybody, you know how to pay it back. Keep it in deferment.
Huh?
I said you don't have to pay it back. Keep it in deferment. Some people, what I do, call every December, and you straight for the next 2 years. I love the system. You got to know how to manipulate the system.
So there you go. Because me explaining this is, that's the system that they didn't teach us. Because think about it. You got to say, you got to learn to manipulate the system because the system was already set up and someone had to manipulate it to get over on someone.
Once again, our white counterparts, like they say, you put it in a book, a black man won't read it besides people like you and I.
and Q and B Mac and so on and so on. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
The dumbest question you can ask, the dumbest question is the one you don't ask. Because in the end, you gotta question stuff. If you don't question stuff, you will not educate you. Think about trade hands on, boom. I'm gonna put you in perspective. All right. I want the people to understand this. These are my experiences. These are not my overall opinions on your lives. It's just my life, my experience, how it affected my family, and how we moved. So when I say, let's say, for instance, I go to school. And when I go to school, I can only get a partial scholarship because of the fact that I didn't go to this school district school all my life, basically because there's a curve within the system of the schools that you go to, prestigeness. And people don't understand, each school has a level of prestige. Yes, you can obtain your degrees and your trades and all that going to certain schools, but that's the reason people go to college. It has nothing to do. You're right. I'm sorry. I mean, but it has nothing to do with the education that they're teaching you, because most people that go to college become alcoholics, drug addicts, because they catch the most cases. The most drugs I've seen is in a different type of neighborhood that y'all would least expect. The reason being is because if you come to my neighborhood, you might see two or three different types of drugs, maybe. If you go to this, when I went to certain cities and I went to a certain school, I seen 13, 14 different kinds of drugs every day.
Man, guns and all. Motherfuckers in that motherfucker with 232s in the book bag, man. Shit, be crazy.
What's funny is this. Yeah, I grew up in the hood. You hear about it in songs. You hear about it. People pushing pounds on them brothers on the ball. On the first time I ever seen a pound was with a white boy.
Whoa, that's deep.
So I don't want to take that away from what goes on in the hood, but I don't want to talk about what really goes on in y'all quiet neighborhoods. But we do know. I do know. First pound I've ever seen in my life when it comes down to having a hands-on experience came from a white boy.
Yeah.
He lived
deep.
In
deep. I hope they understand what's going on.
He lived in a neighborhood that they say was safer than the one I come from.
Uh-huh.
Yet. Everybody, where I come from, certain people OD off of this and that. But in his neighborhood, people would be off of prescription medicines, meth,
cocaine. Hey, you know something? Listen, I'm glad you said that. You see how the 45th, we're talking about the president of the country, United States, went and put, $1 or $2 billion or $3 billion, I want to say, into the pharmaceutical task force because their people are on them pills bad. You see that?
Uh-huh.
You see where I'm going with that? You feel how deep that is right there?
Hold on.
What about the crack epidemic in the ghetto?
I'm glad you said that. There's things on TV that I get mad at and I have to change the channel due to the fact of this right here. Okay, so when crack hit, it affected a lot of people in my family, my surroundings, my neighborhood.
Everybody got a crackhead in the damn family. Shit.
Yeah. So think about it this way, right here. How come we don't have the what are those called? It's just like the recovery things for crackheads back then. How come they weren't trying to save? How come they weren't putting commercials out there saying it's not their fault? This is a disease. How come being a crackhead and a disease with being a heroin addict? Only if you're white.
And that's so freaking crazy. You know what I mean? That shit's crazy, B.
You know what's the worst part about this, though? That I'm explaining, right? It's certain Caucasians and certain white folks.
We said it just like that.
Yeah. Certain white folks, they agree with what we're saying based on the fact it is not right. Things are not right. Things are not right, and they been knew it wasn't right, but they knew. The thing is, there's certain white folks that knew they couldn't speak up. And that's sad because you're holding back the truth. So if you're holding back that little bit of truth, that think about why you're holding back a little bit of truth. Why do you think a person lies? Because if they lie about something little, it's because they're holding back something bigger.
Preach, man.
It has nothing to do with racism. There is racism. Racism is the biggest weapon they use against us. I promise you guys that. Y'all got to stop thinking that's what it is. Why? Because now you have white folks marching with us. It's bad that it took white folks to scream Black Lives Matter for things to change. But in the end, haven't y'all started listening to certain white folks and how they feel? We don't know if this is genuine or not due to the fact we have been going through this. Our ancestors, we are so movies, we can go with the way we get treated in restaurants. Blah, blah, blah. We don't know if their stories and how they feel and finally get to speak up is true. But in the end, they don't have to say what they're saying to even say it. I'm going to look at it for what it is. As long as another voice can speak with us, then at least some kind of reform can happen. And that's what's been going on to a point where it's the best time in the world right now for people to reform, have reform for themselves and their cities and their neighborhoods. That's the best thing to do at this moment. School your kids. Don't depend on the education system to school your kids, please. If you do that, you'll fail. Offer it.
I'm glad you said that. I know a couple young ladies in different cities, different areas, and the young lady that was on with us, ZJ, one of the models from the Too Smooth Collection, and she's there with the team. She was homeschooled, you know what I'm saying? She talked about that on the podcast when she was on there, man, because they're not teaching us the real format that need to be taught. You know what I mean? Like, they're not doing that. They spoon feed such as the great book, as they say, it's the Holy Bible. They don't have all of the chapters, quote unquote, of the Bible in the Bible. And what you just said.
I got a question.
Holding back from the bigger picture.
You're right. And this whatever that is. This is the question that I got kicked out of sixth grade for. Because I passed. I was already ahead of school, so I didn't get kicked out the grade as in, like, I failed. I got kicked out of school for the rest of the year for questioning the teacher's authority. How come there is no footage of the Big Bang?
That's interesting.
Yet, they force us to study and learn, take tests, and apply that to our general education diploma. Why are we learning and are forced to learn about planets that we know we can never, ever, ever, ever reach?
I think they're gonna go over their head. I don't think they catching that, DJ Hard Work.
They won't catch it because of the fact it's all propaganda. I'm just gonna say this. Pluto. It was a planet, now it's a chunk of ice. What happened?
Then they just send something up into space, or they finna to? They finna go up there or something, if I ain't mistaken.
They finna go up there? Hold on, they finna go up there? Hold on. Are you ready for this one? I hope y'all paying attention. They finna go up there for the first time.
Wow, that's deep.
That goes all the way back to what is that, the 50s, 60s? Apollo 13 movies? Y'all know that was just propaganda. Y'all know the Russians went to the moon first. Come on now. First? Why we don't want to take
it? Yeah. Yeah.
They only had
They did that.
They have no real proof that we ever been on the moon, ever. So my whole
propaganda
thing,
and hey, it's all smoke and mirrors.
Perception is key. If you Listen. What is it? Perfect example. Snakes.
I'm terrified of them.
Animals. Any animals. They can manipulate their surroundings while hunting and or for survival. So if an animal can manipulate the situation, why can't the government?
They the biggest game ever created on this face of earth.
And everything God I'm speaking on is on everything I'm speaking on is on Sci-Fi Channel. Y'all can catch it at Saturday, 7 o'clock. Okay, so I'm just
man, it's always great. It's always great talking with someone that has intelligence and understands and look at the bigger picture. Not closed minded, not in a bubble. You know what I mean? Like some people have a conversation like, damn, if I keep talking to this person, I'm gonna be dumb as just like them. You know what I mean? But you know, you got some people what I really hate is it really you know they slow and they try to insult your intelligence, but you can't really get mad because you know they slow.
You ready for that? I'm glad you said that. You took the thought right out my head. Hey,
great mind think alike, bro.
The moment I learned the definition of ignorance is the moment that I understood I wasn't understanding shit.
Well, damn.
Do y'all y'all get that? Because I know y'all don't understand that.
Hey, the patio podcast, they were too smooth, man. Hey, don't get no better than this, man. I'm telling you. Hey, we coming for the throne, baby. Because hey, we gonna keep it all the way raw and uncut.
Listen, everybody, this one ain't gonna have no music. This one is gonna be the first one we're gonna be accepting donations on, due to the fact what's going on in the country right now in the world. Shout out to Anchor for allowing us to be able to have the platform to even give our opinion.
Mad respect.
First,
hold on, before you go any further. Mad respect for you for giving Too Smooth the opportunity to do what he's doing right now in this moment. Mad respect to you, my brother. Because you didn't have to do this. You feel me?
Well, we about to take it a step forward. We about to get some money for this. We got a donation link that we want you guys to really, really think about. Listen to what we're talking about. Educate your people if they don't know. If you don't know, take it in. Read a book. Google something. That's what all this stuff
is. I just said the internet. Go to the internet.
Because even if I know y'all not going to want to listen, the stuff that's in the book, the stuff that's on the internet, do y'all know they scan off of books?
Pimping, man. This is called legal pimping, man.
So, I mean, just take every option possible. Library, internet, phone, get on, do whatever it takes. Go out in the atmosphere. Absorb. Watch people analyze. Do pay attention to your surroundings. Just do that for one day out the week, just to pay attention. And watch how broadened your mind will get, because you will start to see things in a different perspective. I'm going to make it very simple. I have a little brother who, before the age of 23, had two eyes. Now he has one.
Lord, have mercy.
He sees everything in a different perspective.
I can't even imagine that, though. You know what I mean? Like, one day you got two, now you got one. I want everybody to do this. This Sunday, I want everybody to put a patch over their eyes. Just cover that left eye up. And walk around all day, like, you know, it's a normal day for 12 hours. Nah, we're going to go that hard for 4 hours. And after you take that patch off and tell me, we're going to talk about this next week, too. I'm going to do it, too. I want everybody to, you know, chime in and tell us how did you feel after, before. We want the before and after feelings of how you felt with one eye and with two. How do you feel? Did you look at life different? Did you feel different? And what did you get out of this task?
All right. And I might bring two people on. I mentioned my brother, but the sad part about it is this is very sad. Wow. But, you know, I live. We live. They living. They enjoying life. My father only has one eye too. Same type of incident, y'all. So understand, perspective is key in life in a good and bad way. In the midst of how you live your life, you put yourself in certain situations, you got to be able to understand there's consequences and reactions, cause and effect, all of that in every situation of life. When it comes down to things that you're looking at, it might be look at it in a different angle before you accept it. Ask a question before you run with it. Go educate yourself before you say okay. Because in the end, that acceptance, that's what they call yes men. That's the controlled mind. Just doing things and accepting stuff just for what it is.
Mm-hmm. And if you've been listening to the Lex with Too Smooth podcast, with DJ Hardwork, everything we talk about, basically the whole thing goes all the way back when I first ever got on this. It's choices. It's all about the choices you make in life, man. No person, you can learn this, somebody can teach you this, somebody can show you this. But at the same time, it's still all about the choice you make. It's all about the choices, baby.
Yeah. Other than that, everybody, good to have y'all on the show. Like I said, this one will not have any music on this. We'll have a donation link due to the fact we want you guys to listen to this episode and take it in, pass it on to your people. Because in the end, you don't want to go into war with no weapons. That's the best way I can say it.
Never bring a knife to a gunfight.
I want to give a shout out, like I said, to Anchor for giving us the opportunity, and make sure y'all tune in. Lace with yes, Two Smooth.
Tuesday, Thursday, y'all, 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern. Let me get a shout out before we get off here, real quick. DJ Hardwork, shout out to the whole MMR 3000. Shout out to the whole Living Lab, Two Smooth Legend, Latrice by Two, a mad specialist. Shout out to our La Familia. Hardwork Nation, Ball Hard Music Group, man. Without y'all, would nothing be possible. Especially my man, DJ Hardwork, aka JO, the Hardworker, man. Respect to him, man. Mac, too much pressure out right now. If you don't have my birthday, just was Monday. You know, can you please? If you don't have that, Mac, too much pressure. Or either, we'll just watch a part of me video, the first single, the second single, Pass Rush is on the way. July the 11th, King Spud, Path of the King. Hey, dumb video on the way. Too Smooth Power over Money, September the 4th. Pretty Brown Eye Remix featuring the hip hop Michael Jackson, aka Mac. We got that video on the way. Shout out to Coop, artist out of Ghana. Hey, he on the way. October the 30th, my word. Shout out to J.O. the Hard Worker. Hey, he got some fire coming for y'all too, man. Hey, we working, baby. Check out the website, www.mmr3000.com. Anything you want to do, submit, music, or get at us, mmr3004l@gmail.com. Man, respect for everybody chiming in, man. Hey, we appreciate y'all. Real talk, man. Without y'all, we nothing. You light, love, share the toe, one soul. Whoever you believe in, may they bless you.
Y'all stay blessed. Have a beautiful day.
Blessings.